And now, Bookmarks, writers on books they love.
I'm Lawrence Jackson Hyman, the son of Shirley Jackson and Stanley Edgar Hyman. I would like to recommend We Have Always Lived in the Castle by my mother. She wrote it in 1962. It is absolutely relevant these days. In fact, a movie is being made of it as we speak. It's a masterpiece of Gothic suspense. In it, my mother has created probably the most interesting character she ever wrote, Mary Catherine Blackwood, who is our narrator and who informs us that she and her sister live alone in a large house with their infirm uncle, and all the rest of the family has been poisoned. And it takes us the whole book to find out why and how these things have happened. But the two sisters are living peacefully and lovingly and happily in their house. All is well until Cousin Charles arrives. And then the fun begins. I would hope that people would buy it and read it and enjoy it. It's, I think, her masterpiece. It's funny, it's scary, it's suspenseful, and it's very strange. She was a great student of psychology. The two women named Constance and Mary Cat are absolute polar opposites. Constance, as her name says, is constant, reliable, systematic, orderly, cleans the house, smiles all the time, wears beautiful clothing. Mary Cat, who is 6 years younger, is really a willful teenager and is the opposite. She doesn't like to wash her hands. She likes to bury things. She's very obsessive compulsive. Both the sisters are dissociated in very different ways. So in it, my mother has taken one person and divided that person into two halves. She's done it masterfully. There are many scenes between the two where it's almost as though you feel one person is talking to herself. And the story itself is really kind of bizarre. But throughout, she maintains the innocence of these two sisters, even though we're pretty sure one of them poisoned the family. We're not sure which one or how or what. We do know that Constance was arrested and was acquitted. It's a great story. I think that my mother really put herself into that book in a way that she may not have in some of the others.
Lawrence Jackson Hyman recommends We Have Always Lived in the Castle by Shirley Jackson. You'll find more Bookmarks plus an interview with Hyman on our website at ttbook.org.